Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, 8-1960. Miss Henry is a 62-year-old woman, lives with her grandkids. She's gone through a divorce some time ago. She comes in today with a three-day history of cough, congestion, sputum production. She smokes about a pack a day, but she said she hasn't smoked for the past few days. Medical problems, hypertension, medication, Coric 12.5 twice a day. Social, she works at a warehouse. She's exposed to dust a lot. So she smokes. She doesn't drink on a regular basis. She smokes a pack a day. Last period was 11 years ago. Surgery, tubal ligation, cholecystectomy, family history, mom still alive, dad died of Parkinsonism, COVID immunization, doesn't believe in it, never got it, allergy, sulfur, review of system, positive cough, positive congestion, positive sputum production. She has a nebulizer at home, but she's out of medication to use it. She's had some leg pain, arm pain, spasms, palpitations, dizziness, sputum production, but mainly shortness of breath, no chest pain. Patient's last blood work was done end of last year. On exam, Janice is alert, awakening, no distress, 136 pounds. She, her TUSAT's 97%. It was in 94% before we gave her nebulizer treatment times 2. Temperature 99.3, 1683, 100 over 50. Heart positive, swamp positive, stew, lungs, few ronchi. PMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash. Chest x-ray shows COPD. Flu A negative, flu B negative, COVID negative, strep is negative. Assessment, number one, exacerbation of COPD, number one. Number two, bronchitis, number three, ultrasound reveals a fatty liver, number four, status post cholecystectomy, number five, because of abdominal pain, because of her pain, ultrasound was done to look at her spleen, colon, and liver. Number six, palpitations prompted us to do an echocardiogram. She has a good heart with ejection fraction of 68%. Next number, she does have carotid stenosis, but none appears to be significant. Next number, this needs to be rechecked in the next 3 to 4 months. Next number is discussed findings with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number is returning 24 hours. Next number, we talked about going to the hospital. If she doesn't get any better, she adamantly refuses to go to the hospital now or later, but she promises to call tomorrow. She says she's too busy to come back, but she will call and let us know how she's doing. Next number, we'll get blood work done next time she's here. Next number, she received rocephinogram now, Dexedrine 8 milligram now. Next number is Levaquin 751. Then next number is Finnegan DM for cough. Next number is Medrol dose pack. Next number is prednisone taper over 15 days. Next number is albuterol per neb treatment at home. Thank you.